2540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. A key co-defendant in the Georgia election case against former President Trump surrendered to authorities today. CBS's Cammie McCormick says it's a lawyer who pushed a plan to keep Trump in power.
John Eastman said he was surrendering after he was indicted for involvement in attempts to overturn the 2020 election in Georgia. He says the charges should never have been brought, and it represents the crossing of a line against petitioning the government for redress of grievances.
Eastman was released. A second co-defendant, Scott Hall, also surrendered. CBS's Nicole Killian says Trump indicates he'll turn himself in on Thursday.
The Fulton County Sheriff has made clear that he is going to follow normal practices here, and so that involves a process of booking where it's possible the former president could be fingerprinted. It's possible that he could have his mugshot taken, which would be distinct from some of the other cases the former president has been arraigned on.
Tropical storm Harold made landfall late this morning in Texas. The Weather Channel's Stephanie Abrams says it's packing wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour.
A tropical storm warning stretches 200 miles, rainfall rates an inch an hour or more, and these gusty winds could take out power, kick up surf, and cause coastal flooding.
Well, Tropical Storm Hillary caused power outages in California, and from L.A. comes the story of a hospital that lost most power, had to move some patients, and deliver a baby, according to the hospital. Marketing director.
Our supervising nurses were there, physicians were attending, and what they ended up doing was putting together a whole bunch of flashlights and shining them up at the ceiling, and the baby's fine.
Well, now to Pakistan. Helicopters used for a while to rescue at least several children now on a disabled cable car that's dangling 900 feet above a riverbed. Efforts continuing from the ground. Japan is due to release water from the damaged Fukushima nuclear plant into the Pacific Ocean. 12 years after a tsunami caused a disaster there, nuclear expert Tony Hooker says it's not dangerous.
The tritium releases from other nuclear facilities around the world are much, much higher than what the Japanese will release.
But it has caused some Asian countries to pause some food shipments from Japan. An American sprinter caps a comeback.
Here comes Sha'Carri Richardson! Sha'Carri's done it!
On NBC, Richardson winning the 100-meter World Championships 2 years after she failed a drug test prior to the Olympics. Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 182 points. The NASDAQ is up about 4 points. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
With the news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Apart from the Republican candidates, a significant surge of individuals is predicted to arrive in Milwaukee for the upcoming debate. The gatherings will have protesters seeking to express their viewpoints near the Fiserv Forum. There are also scheduled events preceding and following the debate for Republicans that will further add to the projected attendance. Hours after, a United States senator, the governor, and the mayor all spoke about violence in Milwaukee, a 17-year-old girl was shot and killed. The teen was shot last night with a suspect not yet known. Mayor Cavalier Johnson talked to CBS 58 about his support for law enforcement.
I believe in Chief Norman. I believe in his leadership. That being said, there obviously still is more work to do, and both he and I are committed to doing that work.
28 people were shot in 15 separate shootings over the past weekend in Milwaukee. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, That's design.garden.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Live from the Civic Media Studios at WRCE in Richland Center, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastico Mr. Aaron Zommers, down at the world headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin. It is Tuesday afternoon. The evening or the afternoon, I should say, before the Republican debate in Milwaukee tomorrow. It is the 22nd of August, 2023. Mr. Zommers, how the heck are you?
I'm doing well. Had a great edition of Town Call where we talked about the not so excellent topic of child labor and its, all that good stuff. You'd think we would have been done with this 50 plus years ago, much less earlier this year talking about it, and now we're talking about it again. There are just some people who really think that it's fine for 12-year-olds to go work for 50 hours a week during the school year.
Funny how that works, and yes, we might touch on that a little bit later on in the show, but yeah, I've caught a little bit of it there at a Town Call beforehand, but we're setting up. We are live on location once again here in Richland Center, Wisconsin, WRCE, and glad to be here. Special thanks to station manager, our friend and colleague, Mr. Phil Nee, for letting us set up and be a part of this. So had a chance to catch up with the old crew here at RCE, RCO. Great folks here. Great time had by all, and a couple of quick trip donuts. And by the way, did you see, Mr. Zommers? I've been thinking about this, wanting to do some sort of an NIL deal, a name like or NLI, name, image, and likeness, NIL, with one of the, we thought, Chris Paul's and I were kicking around, maybe do like a, like a golfer or someone who doesn't have a big NIL deal. And I tuned into Channel 3 here in Madison or in Madison last night, the CBS affiliate. Fantastic idea by Quick Trip. They went out and gave an NIL deal to one of the Wisconsin Badger band members, a mellophone player. Isn't that fantastic?
Oh, absolutely. Fantastic marketing move. And
right?
Yeah, it's great. You know, we could have Jim Jones sponsored by the Todd Alba Show. I just plucked a random name. And like, you have to, like, part of the deal is he has to say the Todd Alba Show in like every sentence right in an interview.
But I mean, think about that. It's a big deal for this kid who plays in the Badger band, getting an NIL deal from Quick Trip. Can you imagine basically getting to go into Quick Trip and never have to pay anything, for the next year?
That's pretty good.
You're one of the endorsement people. And you just talk about Quick Trip every time they interview you. That's a pretty good deal. I'm not sure that we can offer that kind of a deal. Other pieces of swag, I'm not sure. Maybe Brewer tickets. We could do that for them. Speaking of, we have Brewer tickets, I believe. Mr. Luke Mathers has opened up his leather satchel. It is finally groomed with mink oil. It's a beautiful old leather satchel. He has opened it up, and I believe, Mr. Zommers, we have some Milwaukee Brewer baseball tickets to give away this show. So we'll be doing that a little bit later on. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's right. I saw the email come across.
Yeah, we sure do. For Friday's game, which is at 7:10 p.m. Yeah.
So Friday.
I have gotten 7:10. To smell the satchel. He did finally get all the mayonnaise out of it.
Yes, the tickets are sealed in a mayonnaise jar, and they've been under Funko Wangle's porch, and they've been there since noon. We'll open that up, and we'll give you some chance to win Milwaukee Brewers tickets a little bit later in this hour. But here is the first thing I want to talk about at the top of the show. Tomorrow, we are going to be coming to you once again on location, this time from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the fabulous bar called Whitetail. Whitetail, Milwaukee. Great name for a bar, right? Right across from the Deer District and Pfizer Forum. It is the site of the Republican GOP, I guess that's both Republican and GOP, but Republican presidential debate. It's happening at Pfizer Forum tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And Civic Media is going to be all over it, bringing you pregame coverage starting at 10 a.m. tomorrow with As Goes Wisconsin and Kristen Bry and Jane Matinere. Kristen will be with me live on locations with her show at 10 a.m. Then at 12 noon, we've got the news with Terry Bell. And then at 12:15, Town Call. Will Walter will be on location with me there as well. So Town Call originating from just outside the Deer District in Milwaukee. Luke Mathers will be along, I believe, in the studio in Madison. Then Zomers and I come on 1 until 3 on location. And at 3 o'clock, our friend and colleague, the great Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct, will originate from the same spot. Then Devil's Advocates is going to do their own thing. Crudy and Dom have a little party going on down in Milwaukee. And then at 6 o'clock, back to Whitetail, Milwaukee. And Kristen Bryan and I will co-host a great two-hour block as we preview the Republican debate tomorrow night. Sans Donald Trump has said he is not attending, not going to come, won't be there. But the debate will go on anyway. We have national guests such as the founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson, will be live on location with us in Milwaukee, as will his colleague, Trigvi Olson, who joins us every Wednesday morning. And he'll be there. He is a senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. We also have Ben Wickler, the Democratic Party chair here in Wisconsin. Bill McCaution, former chief of staff to former Governor Tommy Thompson and also Secretary of Commerce under Governor Thompson. And also have Charles Franklin, Professor Charles Franklin, head of the Marquette Law School poll. So we're going to break all this down from both Republican and Democratic perspective. What does this mean? Is it bigger than just the debate itself? And we're going to preview that when we come back. A great quote by John Dickerson on the loyalty pledge. Don't go anywhere. Take your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
For over a
century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tile Ball Show on the Civic Media. Try that again, Todd. Take two. On the Civic Media Radio Network. Only been here for 10 months. You'd think you'd get it figured out by now. We are happy to be on location at WRCE here in the Driftless region, Southwest Wisconsin. 15 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Happy to have you along with us. Great tweet this morning by CBS's John Dickerson. From CBS News, used to be the host of Face the Nation, and then he moved over to CBS This Morning. Then they kind of redid things, and he went to 60 Minutes. I think he may still do some reporting there. But now he's anchoring a great show on the CBS streaming network, or on the app, or on Paramount Plus, called Prime Time. Great historian, John Dickerson is. A lot of respect for him. He tweeted out this morning. This is fantastic. Here it is. Quote, "You must sign a loyalty pledge to enter the debate that promises you will support the party nominee, even if that ends up being the person who skips the debate, in part because they would never make a blanket promise to support the eventual nominee." I thought that was fantastic, right? Because Trump has said he's not coming to this thing tomorrow night in Milwaukee. We'll be there. Others will be there. The Trumpster will not be there. In part because the new CBS poll over the weekend shows him way ahead, way out front of anyone else. And Ron Puddenfingers DeSantis plummeting, even more so than in the last couple of weeks. This may be his last stand if DeSantis can't score a couple of points here and get some more money coming in. I mean, somebody asked the question a few months ago, does Ron DeSantis make it to Iowa? And I kind of laughed and said, well, yeah, of course he will. I'm not so sure anymore. If DeSantis has a bad night tomorrow, I'm not so sure that he will make it to Iowa. But John Dickerson has a great point here. Let me read this again. And this pertains to the Republican debate, the rule set forth by the Republican National Committee. You must sign a loyalty pledge to enter the debate that promises you will support the party nominee, even if that ends up being the person who skips the debate, in part because they would never make a blanket promise to support the eventual nominee. What he's talking about, of course, is that the RNC, Ronna Romney McDonald, but she has dropped the Romney part because she doesn't like Mitt, her uncle or her cousin, whatever it is, wants to get rid of the Romney part. She has said as the chairman of the Republican Party that in order to participate in this debate tomorrow night, you have to sign a pledge that you will indeed support the Republican nominee, even if it's Donald Trump. It doesn't say Trump. It just says you'll support the Republican nominee, period. Meaning that if it's Trump, you'll support him. So you can't get on the stage unless you agree to support the eventual Republican Party nominee. So all these people that are going to be there tonight, they have signed that, saying that even if it is Trump who gets nominated, we'll still support and endorse him. The one person that's not signed that is Trump. He hasn't signed it. Says that he won't sign it, right? That's part of the reason that he won't be there. Also that he's way up in the polls on the Republican side. Now, of course, he has just a couple of legal obligations as well. A couple of court cases, just a couple. And of course, he All the risk is on Trump if he comes tomorrow night. He has everything to lose and nothing to gain in terms of raw political numbers. Might he still surprise folks and fly in? At this point, I don't think so. Here is who is going to be here, according to the Republican National Committee. They announced last night, these are the people who met the threshold in terms of money raised and polling numbers and signing the pledge. So here's who is going to be here. From North Dakota, Governor Doug Burgum. All right. He is famous for creating the double Burgum doublemint gum. No, not really. I just made that up. Governor Doug Burgum from North Dakota will be there tomorrow night. Also, Governor Chris Christie will be flying in. He will be there, former New Jersey governor, former 2016 primary opponent of Trump, later went on to be a Trump confidant, really wanted the attorney general position, but Trump said no. You want to know why he said no? I was talking to somebody yesterday or day before who I thought would have known this, and they didn't. Chris Christie and Jared Kushner, the son-in-law to Donald Trump, Ivanka's or husband, they hate each other. Hate each other. You want to know why? Because Chris Christie, when he was a federal prosecutor, put Jared Kushner's father in jail and behind bars. Prosecuted him. That must have been made for some interesting White House Oval Office banter. The guy who put your dad in jail is advising your father-in-law who's president. So there's no love loss between Jared Kushner and some of Team Trump and Chris Christie. That's why he did not become the attorney general. But of course, after January 6th in 2020, Chris Christie said that was a bridge too far, soured on him, and is now running once again. And to his credit, is one of the few people who's willing to actually go after and attack Donald Trump. So he'll be there. Also, from the Sunshine State, fresh in with his mouse ears and jello pudding, Governor Ron Puddingfingers DeSantis. There was a great video out yesterday. A reporter asking him a question about his falling poll numbers. And DeSantis was trying to force a smile. And he was literally grinding his teeth. His jaw was going back and forth.
It was very sad.
Did you see that, Mr. Sommer?
I did see it. And yeah, there are a lot of videos. Like every reposted version is just zoomed in on his face as he's doing that. And it's kind of gross. Like you don't need to zoom in on anyone's face, especially in this weather. But and show them grinding their teeth.
Yes, especially this weather. So Ronnie DeSantis will be there tomorrow. Also, Ambassador and former Governor Nikki Haley Mary. That's what she needs in order to win this thing. She needs a Haley Mary. We'll see if she gets it. But Nikki Haley will be there. Has not been a profile encouraged thus far. Also, former Vice President Mike, yes, Mother Pence. Mother has said he can go. He can be released and go have some fun. So Mike Pence and Mother, that's what he calls his wife. He calls his wife Mother. Well, Mother and I said that we could. Well, Mother and I did. So Mike Pence will be there. And to Mike Pence's credit, he is, along with Christie, so far the only people that have come out and said, look, the Georgia election was not stolen, period. It was a free election. That according to former Vice President Mike Pence. He'll be there. Also, businessman and grifter Vivek Ramaswamy. The Ramaswamy says, remember Chris Berman used to do that on SportsCenter on Sunday mornings on NFL. They used to do the Swamy Says. And he'd make predictions for the NFL. Their name reminds me of Vivek Ramaswamy. So Ramaswamy is going to be there. Swamy says he has no chance. That's what this Swamy says. We'll see. This is the guy, of course, that wants to raise the voting age to 25 years old. I'm not joking around. Also wants to give a test to people for citizenship. that are born here. These are people want to do away with birthright citizenship, right? Like, so if you're born here under the Constitution, you get birthright citizenship, you're automatically a citizen. Vivek Ramaswamy and others in the Republican Party want to get rid of that. And then finally, United States Senator Tim Scott, who is quietly becoming the preferred alternative to Trump amongst anything that's left of a semblance of a normal Republican Party. It's few and far between, of course. The leadership of the party have basically gone all in on Trump. But yet Senator Tim Scott is kind of the more reasonable person in the bunch. Along with Chris Christie, I guess, who's more of as close to a normal person as you might get out of that bunch as well. So that's what you got. You got Doug Burgum, you got Chris Christie, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Asa Hutchinson. Oh, I believe I passed over Asa Hutchinson, former governor of Arkansas. Asa Hutchinson barely squeaked in under the wire. He also has been critical of Trump as well, to his credit. And you got Vice President, former Vice President Mike Pence, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Senator Tim Scott. Those are the people who will be on the stage tomorrow. Donald Trump will not be there. What do you think of that lineup? Is that representative of today's Republican Party? Do these people I just read you, are you comfortable if you're a Republican? Or as a Democrat, do you believe that's representative of today's Republican Party? Give us a call, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You could also text us on the text line via the app as well. Let's go up to the beautiful Fox Valley up in Appleton. Cindy from Appleton, thanks for listening in. What say you?
Well, I'm just assuming some of these people just assume that Donald Trump's not going to end up being the nominee, because why would you sign that document if you despise the man and wouldn't support him anyway? Why would you sign that?
It's kind of a political gun to their head, right? Because the RNC, Republican National Committee, says we're not letting you on that stage unless you sign it. And so if you want to be part of the debate, if you want to be in the mix, you have to sign it. I mean, you're right. The thing's only as good as the paper is written on, right? So I mean, let's say that one of them lose and Trump ends up being the nominee. They can say, well, I never imagined that he'd be the nominee. I never imagined that he'd be, you know, someone who's on the verge of being convicted. They can make up anything. But that's why they had to sign it, is because they can't get on the stage without it.
Well, isn't this the party of freedoms, though? Isn't that kind of a restriction of freedom?
You think, right? You think? I mean, Rona McDonald, the chairwoman, she knows that Trump is probably going to be the nominee. And so she's trying to keep her party together. And she thinks that having them sign this piece of paper is going to help them do it. But I'm with you. I find it interesting. Right.
Yep.
But are you satisfied with this? I mean, with Trump not there, are you satisfied with this slate that I just read of Republicans who are going to be there? Do you think that's representative of the party today?
Well, I kind of think it is in some degree, but I'm not a Republican. I would never vote for a Republican, so I don't care who they put up there. I wouldn't vote for them anyway.
Not even a guy like Chris Christie, or let's say that Asa Hutchinson or Chris Christie made it through, you wouldn't even consider supporting them.
No, I'm so turned off by the I used to event. I'm a Democrat. I used to event once in a while. I would vote for a Republican, but I tell people now that if I were in the poll booth and someone said to me, "Pull the R, or I'm going to blow your head off," I'd say, "Put me out of my misery, because I will not vote for a Republican again."
Wow. And why? I'm truly curious. Like, why? What is it about the party that has you so turned off?
Well, after the 4 years of number 45, how could you not be?
Hey, I can't argue with that. I cannot argue with that. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Back after this.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
CBS News Brief. John Eastman, who's accused of cooking up the fake electors scheme, has turned himself in Georgia. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
He was booked at the Fulton County Jail, and his bond has been set at $100,000. His legal team calls his indictment political, not criminal.
A tropical depression in the Gulf has strengthened into a tropical storm and made landfall now in South Texas. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen is tracking it.
It's not going to have enough time to really become a major wind producer, but there's going to be a lot of tropical rain for the southern Texas coast.
New York Congressman George Santos is criticizing the Biden administration's immigration policies.
We need to close the floodgates. We need to answer and figure out the issue that's already at hand. We need court dates. We need more judges in the immigration courts.
Santos visited a migrant housing complex today near Queens. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With the news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If you're not good at dealing with the heat, you might want to start researching cooling centers now. Most communities have already started posting locations where relief can be sought. This morning, the National Weather Service updated our area with an excessive heat warning. That runs all day tomorrow, with heat index values hitting near 115. Officials say to stay hydrated, seek cool places, and check in on vulnerable neighbors. Road closures and a no parking zone will be enforced around the Fiserv Forum due to the Republican primary debate. People going to the debate must go through security screening to park at specific locations, and the Deer District will be closed to pedestrian traffic from this morning until Thursday night. Police say road closure details could change, and those attending the event should anticipate potential delays. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. It is coming up on 1:33 here on a Tuesday afternoon. Mr. Aaron Zommer is at our world headquarters down on State Street, Madison. I am here on location in beautiful Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Center, to be precise, WRCE, AM 1450, and FM 107.7. It's great to be out here. One of the great things, Mr. Zommers, I love about getting on location is you get to travel. We've been down to Milwaukee, to South Milwaukee, a couple weeks ago for public education, up to Volk Field last week for the Northern Lightning event, and now here in RC, and then back to Milwaukee tomorrow. When you get out and just chat with people, you find out that whether or not you all agree or not, I chatted with someone today. I'm not going to say who it was, but I chatted with someone today who happened to be a Trump supporter. And we have had a very rational, reasonable conversation and listened to one another and found certain elements in democracy and certain elements of supporting our men and women in uniform that we could agree upon. But the key is you can have reasonable conversations with people that you don't necessarily always agree with politically without hating each other, without by finding commonality. And I find as I travel the state, there is still a lot more that unites us than divides us, and that gives me hope.
There is. However, some people I don't want to find commonality with. Like if somebody is like, Nick Fuentes is my hero, I'm like,
well,
time to press the censor button on Todd's board as I cuss them out.
There you go. we've got the beeper, we got the bleeper back in progress. What the did you say, Mr. Sommers? That's the way that works.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyway, but yes, you're right. I mean, Nick Fuentes, for those that don't know, is a very extreme white supremacist. So yes.
Yeah, it takes a lot to get named as an individual, as a hate group.
Right. If you're wearing one of those around, then yeah, probably not going to find a lot of commonality. But the point is, there are still people who vote Republican. I'm not talking about the mega leadership. I'm talking about people across Wisconsin who still pull the lever for Republicans, who are reasonable, thoughtful people that we may just have disagreements on. And I think the key is here to try to look at the facts, and that's what we try to pursue and bring people every day, are the facts, so that people can think and decide for themselves moving forward for the betterment of our state, the betterment of our country.
And that's where almost everyone is at.
Yeah, I think so too. So we're before the break talking about the Republican, keep saying convention. We'll probably be there. We will be there as well next summer. But the Republican presidential debate being held in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum, we will be on location at Whitetail Milwaukee, a great bar across from the Deer District and Fiserv Forum in downtown Milwaukee, kicking it off with Kristen Bry and As Goes Wisconsin at 10 o'clock, news at noon with Terry Bell, and then Town Call with Will Walter and Luke Mathers, our show, and then Matt Flynn Direct, all coming to you from downtown Milwaukee across from Fiserv Forum, the site of the presidential Republican debate tomorrow. Crudy and Dom doing their own show a few blocks away at a different bar from 4 until 6. And then we will have our special preview with people from the Lincoln Project, also Ben Wickler from the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Bill McCoshin, longtime chief of staff to former Governor Tommy Thompson, a great cast of characters, and Charles Franklin with all the poll numbers. So a great group of people, great lineup tomorrow. But are you satisfied? I went through and told you the people who are going to be there on the debate stage tomorrow. Are you satisfied with those people, even without Trump being there? Do you think that they represent the current iteration of the Republican Party? Or do you wish that there was someone else there that would do a better job of that? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Jack in Merrimack. Jack, what's popping in Merrimack today?
Well, first thing I want to say is the very first time I voted for a Republican. It was a guy by the name of Barry Goldwater, whom you may have heard of. Mm-hmm. I thought he was the closest thing to an honest politician that I had ever heard speak. And I heard him speak personally, and I actually had taken a photograph of him at the convention that year, which I eventually sent to him, got a personal letter back from him. The guy was, in my opinion, one of the good guys at that time. However, and that brings us bringing it back around to modern times. my guess is that certainly people are going to attack Trump. They're going to go after him and point out the indictments. They're going to point out a lot of the things that he did. But I have yet to hear one single Republican that is going to disavow anything that happened January 6th. They, they're, and as a matter of fact, I haven't even heard a single one, including Christie, who has even mentioned the attempted political coup, the electro-fraudulent electors. Until the Republican Party is willing to repudiate virtually everything that was done to attempt to overturn the government of the United States, because that's exactly what it was. And until they face up to that and say, we did this and it was wrong and we are never going to think about doing it again, until I hear that, I will not trust one single Republican. I'm sorry, but I won't.
Yeah. No, Jack, I think it's a super reasonable position to have. I know Jeff from Shorewood texted in, and he said that he had heard that Christie already said that he signed the pledge, but he won't support Trump if he's the nominee. I hadn't seen that for myself. That might be true. I just haven't seen it for myself. I do know that Christie has said that January 6th was terrible, and I'm not sure if he's used the word disavow or not. I'm not here to make apologies for Chris Christie at all. I'm just saying he and Asa Hutchinson, I think Asa Hutchinson, the governor of Arkansas, has probably been the most outspoken on January 6th. I believe, I don't want to misquote him, but I believe he said on Face the Nation that quote-unquote disqualified Donald Trump from being elected again on January 6th. So there are things out there like that, but I agree with you, Jack, and we're going to have Rick Wilson on our program from the Lincoln Project tomorrow, and Rick has said, here's the test for him. Will they say that if Donald Trump is the nominee, not only will I not support him, but I will not vote for him? Are they willing to publicly say that they will not vote for Trump if he's the nominee? And I think that's a great barometer to have.
Well, and it's not just that, though. I mean, we're talking about many, many people in the leadership of the Republican Party. And until they get rid of those people that tried to overturn our government, how can you trust them? That's the question.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Chris Christie might have said, Trump was involved. That was bad. I'm never going to support him, and so on and so forth. Hutchinson, too, may have said something like that. Mm. But until they say, look, we know these people did wrong, we're going to throw them out of the party. This is an attempted coup against all American democracy, such as it is, right. You know, between gerrymandering and some of the other stuff that goes on. Our electoral college, for instance, our democracy is hardly a pure democracy, and it's actually fairly far from being a democratic republic, even given the electoral college. But the point is, we do have the power to vote. We do have the power to vote some of these people out. But this is never going to be mentioned seriously at the convention. But also probably not the debate.
Jack, let me ask you this, because I want to get your viewpoint on this. Because for me, if there's anything interesting to watch tomorrow night in the actual debate, it's this. I want to hear from people like Nikki Haley and others who have tried to say, no, we're not Trump anymore. We're something different. Okay, then let's hear it. Let's hear what they say. And I want to see, is it truly something different? Is it truly something, you know, out of the Barry Goldwater playbook or the Dwight Eisenhower playbook, or heck, I'll even take Ronald Reagan at this point? Or is it simply a sugar-coated version of Trumpism? That's what I'm looking for tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm sure that these people are going to all attack Trump in every way possible. If they're serious about becoming the presidential candidate, they're going to have to do something to bring him down in the polls and get themselves up in the polls.
But Willie, I think that's the interesting point. Are they really going to do that? Or are they simply going to attack to say that, you know, the Democrats have weaponized the Justice Department and basically defend Trump because they think that they're going to somehow steal his voters away by supporting him? That's what I think we're going to see tomorrow night, Jack.
Well, I think Trump Lite is not going to do very well. Really,
right.
I think that they're not going to be able to pull a percentage away from them by saying, yeah, we're going to do the same things that Trump would do. That's not going to work very well. I think really, to make a serious difference, they're going to have to address what Trump did, and they're going to have to say, we will never do that, and we will never support anyone that does that, and we will never we'll make sure our party, if we are the leaders of our party as president, we will never do that again. We'll make sure our party doesn't do that again. They're going to have to do something to actually show that.
Great call, Jack. Always appreciate it. Jack from AirMac, thank you so much. If you want to be like Jack, give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Plainfield. Beautiful Plainfield. Mike, listening in Plainfield. Thanks for listening. Mike, what say you?
Well, what I say as someone who was born and raised a Democrat, became a Republican, and now I call myself a common sense conservative, I'm listening to some of your call-ins. The one person said they would never, ever, they'd rather get their head blown off than to vote for somebody with an R next to their name. My guess is that's not true how that person would feel. But everybody's entitled to their opinion. The bottom line is, I think the country is more divided in the last 10 years than it ever has been. And it's more Republicans against Democrats, Democrats against Republicans, however you want to say it, instead of what's doing best for our country. I hear the hatred in some of your callers' voices for Trump. I mean, I'm assuming you're a Democrat, correct?
Nope. I was a 30-year Republican, left the party in 2011 over voter issues, voter rights issues, and I am an independent. I'm not a member of any party.
Okay. Okay. So, I mean, don't you feel we should have a secure border?
I am all for having a secure border, but I think that as someone who used to work on immigration issues in former Congressman Scott Klug's office, I know that a lot of what the Republican rhetoric right now simply isn't true. The example is somebody yesterday said that, you know, they heard in a yoga class that somebody told them, oh, the government's trying to force us to take undocumented people in our homes. That's not true. It was based on a story in Maryland, I believe, where the state government was saying they were asking for volunteers to take people who are undocumented because planes were coming from Texas and Florida, and they were simply asking for the community for help. So I think that the Republicans the leadership are taking basic facts and then skewing them with lies to gin people up.
Sure, I would agree that probably happens both ways. And if that's a Republican or a group of Republicans doing that, shame on them. I'll be the first to say that. But I think the border was more secure. I think everybody would agree it was more secure under Trump than it has been under Biden. And I want to be clear. We own a place in Mexico. I love Mexican citizens. But for us to go there and get a permanent residence card, that has nothing to do with giving up our citizenship. What we have to do, we have to go down to the consulate. It's so difficult to prove our net worth. And yet we let people by the thousands just come across our border without, you know, documenting all those things. And that's just ridiculous, I think. And it's gotten a lot worse under the Biden administration.
Mike, I can address it on the other side if you want to hang on, because I do have some facts on that. We'll talk more on the other side. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to stop.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to stop.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Tallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. We are live on location here in Richland Center at WRCE. News from the center, AM 1450 and FM 107.7. Thanks to Phil Nee and the entire crew here at RCE RCO. Mr. Zomer is back at the world headquarters of Madison. We are talking this hour about the pending Republican presidential debate. And talking before the break there to Mike in Plainfield. Mike, are you still there on the line?
Yes, I am.
Cool. Appreciate holding. You bring up a good topic and or a good point here, and I really appreciate this conversation. I had a conversation with someone else earlier today who was a Trump voter, and we had a very reasonable conversation. Didn't necessarily agree on everything, but it's good that we could have factual calm talks. I appreciate this. You brought up the assertion, or you're talking about border crossings. This from Politico, from the publication Politico from the 18th of July, so a couple of months ago, that illegal border crossings plunged in June, according to the government, to their lowest level since Joe Biden's first full month in office. The border officials apprehended 99,547 individuals in between the ports of entry between the U.S. and Mexico over the last month. The first time the figure has fallen below 100,000 since February 21st, February of 2021. It's a 42% decline from May. So, yes, I mean, while there's still, undocumented folks coming, across, the point is that it has gone down dramatically. And remember, this Title 42 thing that was put in place under Trump, in large part because of COVID, saying that, we can't process people quickly because of COVID. So that was part of it. So, yes, there's certainly still, and again, I want to make clear, I'm for a secure border, but having worked in Congress and been an expert on immigration at the time, I'm not saying that I am now, but I can tell you that both Republicans and Democrats, both parties, are guilty of not properly funding what used to be INS, is now ICE and other agencies, because they're just overworked, overwhelmed, and so there's not a consistent or fair process for people to enter legally. That's part of what's doing it. I'll give you another example. Down in, I've been to El Salvador 39 times over 25 years. El Salvador's, the people coming here, quote-unquote, illegally or undocumented from El Salvador, has dipped. You want to know why? It's because their new president, Nayib Bukele, has taken all sorts of reforms within that country. I'm not saying I agree with all those reforms, but he's made life better there. And most people, if life is better in their home country, they would actually rather stay than come here illegally. And again, Republicans and Democrats in Congress have not been willing to put the money into developing countries at where the source to make their lives better, so they don't want to come here illegally in the first place. So that's my overall thought on immigration. I'll let you respond.
Yeah, I think, I actually gave a serious thought about running for Congress. And with the way the political environment is right now, my wife and kids were basically 100% against it. They said, if it's something you feel you have to do, dad or honey, I'll support you, but we don't want you to. They were crystal clear because everything you do is going to be turned upside down and look at the bad in that. That being said, I came, part of my, so if you want to call it campaign, was on immigration. I think it's a somewhat easy fix. We have millions, whether it's 20 million or how many that are here now. I personally think it's an easy fix. In Mexico, I can get what's called a permanent residence card. That gives me some benefits. When I come in, I would come in as a, not necessarily a Mexican citizen. I would not be giving up my citizenship, but it gives me some benefits. And if I go to sell our property there, so there's a few other benefits that that gives us. Grant everybody that's here illegally, I don't know what the time frame would be, if it's 6 months or a year or 2 years, some actuarial people could come up with how long that would take. They can apply for a permanent resident card. With that, what they would get is the right to everything a U.S. citizen gets, except they would never get the right to vote, and neither would their children. Or that's option A. And if they are ever convicted of a violent felony, a rape, an armed robbery, something like that, then they would be deported. Or option B is go back in line and come in the legal way. I know people that have come in. My best friend's brother married a lady from Colombia. She had to come in the legal way. It was a process, and it was expensive. It's not fair to them to let these people butt in front of the line. But without a doubt, the system is broken. And I think it's political. It's both sides, and it's getting so frustrated. You could identify me as a Republican, but I'm not. I'm a common sense conservative. I'm frustrated with both sides. And it's just, you know, very frustrating. Everything becomes so political, you know. And if I can just briefly touch on January 6th,
Give you 20 seconds. Got other people in line. I want to make sure I get them on. Okay. 20 seconds. Go ahead.
Just briefly on January 6th, if you've ever gone to a Trump rally, we went when it was in Mosinee, I don't know how many years ago. We didn't even get inside. There was tens of thousands of people. Nancy Pelosi, whether Trump offered the guard or not, I don't know. But Nancy Pelosi, if has a half a brain, she would have known the amount of people that were going to be there, and she should have had a National Guard called in. I appreciate your time and the conversation. Thank you very much.
I appreciate the call. Thanks for listening, Mike. Found some agreement up until January 6th. I just, that part, Mike, I just can't agree with you on. It was an insurrection, an attempted coup, and nobody to blame there but Donald Trump and the Trump supporters. Let's go quickly to Mark in the sack. Mark, thanks for holding on the line. Mark, what say you?
Not a problem. And let's remember Scott Walker was Mr. Divide and Conquer here in Wisconsin, you know, whispering his sweet hatreds with Diane Hendricks. I mean, that's dividing Wisconsin up because they, you know, that's where a lot of the division in Wisconsin came under Scott Walker. And the Republicans have taken it to the nth degree now here in the state of Wisconsin, because none of them have condemned the fake electors thing. None of them have really come out and condemned the insurrection on January 6th. None of them have condemned that Donald Trump had ordered the stand down and refused to offer the National Guard troops to come in and to guard the Capitol for January 6th. I mean, that's factual information there. So, I mean, that as far as the border, the only people that are saying open border, open border, open border are Republicans trying to besmirch the Biden administration's attempt to try to control the borders. If we wanted to control the borders, as you have pointed out in the fact, we would have had decent immigration reforms and processing these people into this country legally, where there's plenty of job opportunities and economic growth potential for the country, if we let those people in this country and serve legally in this country. I mean, it is just...
What I find interesting, Mark, is, and I think our last caller alluded to it, this is a real deal now. I'm going to be watching this tomorrow night in Milwaukee. Republicans, the majority of Republican leadership, I'll put it that way, there is a real movement to get rid of birthright citizenship. In other words, if you're born here, you're no longer automatically a citizen. That dramatically changes what America is. I find it appalling.
That's one of the founding principles. That's in the original Constitution, aside from the fact they didn't allow the people of Eb and Hugh to become citizens of this country, that even when they're born in this country. But, I mean, that was a foundational principle that we corrected to some degree with the post-Civil War amendments to the Constitution.
Yeah. Run out of time, Mark. I really appreciate it. I'm up against a break. I'm sorry, but you're welcome here anytime. Appreciate your listenership. Thanks for calling, my friend. Don't go anywhere. Hour 2, live on location at Richland Center, is next. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Brewer tickets ahead.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.